And now they can go to Rainbow Cone and they don't have to be on the south side. Let's talk about this iconic Chicago treasure. Managing partner Brian Feltman joins us. Happy 100th anniversary, Rainbow Cone. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having us on.
Talk about how it all started. And it was originally just a shack on the south side, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So, you know, our founder, Bob and Catherine Sapp, you know, back in 1926, kind of had a vision of what the Beverly area was going to become. You know, at the time it was apple orchards and cemeteries, and it was really like going out into the country back then. You know, dirt roads, and like I said, the dirt road and apple orchards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he threw up that little shack, you know, started getting some attention and be in that spot for people to be when they came out that way. And then eventually was able to, a few years later, build up what is the store now, and that's still that same standing store. So, and then Bob was just a guy that wanted more than one ice cream on a cone, so found a way to do it by slicing them on there to get, you know, those five iconic flavors on there.
So he was a car mechanic, but he just loved ice cream, huh?
Yeah, I think we all do a little bit. So
yeah.
I think Bob a little more than most, right? He, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen a five scooped cone, but it's massive. But if you do a five slice like the rainbow cone, makes it a little more manageable. Still pretty giant and definitely gets you satisfied.
Did he get that idea because he liked the Neapolitan flavor?
You know, I think he just really liked getting as much flavor on there as he could. You know, it does got a little bit of a Neapolitan kick to it, but, you know, it's got that flair with the different ice cream and the sherbet included in there as well. You know, he really created something really unique on its own.
Yeah, the original 9233 Southwestern Avenue, and you got a lot of the business at first from people visiting a cemetery nearby, didn't you?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, the Beverly area, you know, the Evergreen Park area really does have a lot of the city cemeteries are out that way, some of the old historic ones. So, you know, Sundays were always one of the busiest days for that shop, and still continue to be to this day. You know, it's really just a place for families to come together or with your friends and come together and just you know, kind of escape the craziness of the world a little bit and enjoy an ice cream cone.
Recipe still the same?
Yep, those five flavors have stayed the same for the last 100 years. We got no plans to ever change them. I think Joe knocked it out of the park with that first try, so there's nothing that we've got to update on there. And really that, you know, that cone is what stands out as something unique for us, but Rainbow Cone's about a lot more than just that ice cream cone. It's the time people have spent there building memories and traditions and all that with their families.
Still the same, except it's not 12 cents anymore. We know that. You must have heard some great stories over the years. Do you have a favorite story about a family and a kind of a generational tale?
Oh, goodness, there's so many of them. I don't know if I could pick out one in particular favorite one, without having to talk for it. I got one, but it definitely is a longer story.
Yeah, but you hear a lot about recently, people who are bringing their kids in now, It's kind of a reunion in the ice cream shop, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just in our Orland Park location the other week, and An older gentleman came in with his two grandsons to introduce them to their first rainbow cone, and I was talking with him, and, you know, he told me he's sharing all of his favorite childhood foods with his grandkids, and he said this was their first stop. They were hitting up, mm-hmm. I think it was Lumonati's Pizza, and then a couple other places in there as well. But yeah, he got in there, and one of them tried ordering a cookies and cream, and he put a stop to that right away and said, "Nope, we are at Rainbow Cone. You are getting a rainbow cone," and that's what they got, and they loved it. So
yep, chocolate, strawberry, pistachio, orange sherbet, and Palmer House, and Palmer House is what exactly?
So Palmer House is a unique flavored rainbow cone. Joe invented that when he did the rainbow cone, and it is a New York vanilla with cherries and walnuts. probably one of my favorite ones in there.
30 locations now all around. I know you've partnered with the Buena Beef family, and you're celebrating 100 years. You've got a promotion going at the Guaranteed Rate Field. You've got the Museum of Ice Cream Chicago with a special experience, and it's all to honor Rainbow Cone celebrating 100 years, a summer tradition. Congratulations, Brian.
Thank you, Bobby. We're happy to be here, and it's really a thank you to all of our customers in the Chicagoland area for helping us get to where we are today.
Brian Feltman, see you soon at Rainbow Cone. I need a fix.
All right, Bob. We'll see you soon. We'll get you a big one.